Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, go to generousjune.co.uk. Today's podcast is brought to us by Gary Watson, Southern Regional Giving Advisor. For 2024, our focus verse is Luke chapter 18, verse 27. What is impossible with man is possible with God. All of our podcasters will be reflecting on times of receiving generosity and sharing the personal impact it left on their life.
A few years ago, I found myself being really disturbed by God. He has a great habit of doing that, doesn't he? I was working through quite a challenging time of discerning how God was moving me forwards in ministry when I found myself in the unenviable position of being unemployed. I had been working as a manager in a charity for nearly 10 years, and following a complicated process involving a transfer of contracts from one employer to another, my role ended up falling through the cracks, resulting in me being employed one day and then unemployed the next. With a family to support and nothing in the way of savings, it was a really challenging time for us. But we were truly blessed by having amazing parents who were willing to generously step in and support us to keep the roof over our heads and food on our table. And this incredible generosity didn't just last a couple of weeks or even a month, but went on for almost 8 months until I was offered a new job. Each day of those 8 months felt like an absolute trial. Now don't get me wrong, I was truly grateful for the support we were receiving, and I knew fully well that God was behind it. But I hated the idea that I needed others to provide for us instead of being able to be the provider myself. Sometimes being a recipient of generosity can feel harder than actually being generous yourself. I applied for so many jobs, most of which I would have never really considered, except for the desperation I was feeling, as I felt so strongly that God was calling me specifically to something new. Little did I know at the time that God was entirely preparing me for the next step of his calling on my life, which was to be a giving and funding advisor for the Diocese of Bath and Wells. Clearly I needed a refresher on the theology of giving and to experience the incredible love and care that underpins the action of generosity. God knew I needed to experience financial generosity to be able to grow in my own ability to help others understand and experience generosity too. Not that I'd ever really want to repeat that experience, but with hindsight being such a wonderful thing, I was able to look back with total gratitude and smile and say a huge thanks to God for the lessons he taught me during that time and for exposing me to such a powerful and humbling experience of receiving generosity. My experience of generosity here made me reflect that often people expect family to be the ones to help them when they find themselves in difficulty. But that can easily lead to conflict and bitterness when expectations aren't met. We certainly didn't expect our parents to come to our aid, and we didn't even ask them to help. They simply saw our problem and were led by God to be part of the solution. Our focus was directed towards God for help, and God chose to use our parents to resource it. Always keeping the focus on God is crucial, whether you have the need or the resource to meet it. I doubt anyone goes through each day explicitly looking for opportunities to be generous, but when God reveals a need, he challenges those who see it to be the ones to help meet that need, and our response reveals the depth of our faith and understanding. Even if we don't have it within our gift to be able to meet a material need, we can certainly pray and be generous in other ways to reveal the love of God in each situation. So from a first-hand perspective, I can say that the thing I've learned most strongly about generosity is that it is thoroughly contagious. When you receive generosity, it empowers you to be generous. When you see people being generous to others, it inspires you to be generous too. As a concept, it's hard to teach generosity, except by example. Giving of ourselves inspires and enables others to give of themselves. And I think this is the true nature of discipleship. Emulating Jesus, who was our example, and who gave everything of himself so that we could be saved from an eternity of separation from God. What an incredible gift, and what an incredible example to follow. Heavenly Father, as we bring to mind all the ways you have provided for us along our journeys, we offer you our thanks and praise. We declare your lordship over our lives as our creator and sustainer, and we ask you to keep our hearts and minds focused on you as we seek to live generous lives for the sake of your kingdom. As we follow the example you gave in Jesus, may our words and deeds reveal your love and power to save, and let your kingdom come. We ask all this in Jesus' name.